Our special guest this week has just played a starring role in the triumphant victory of East Cork AC with their 3 in a row last Saturday at the Wicklowway Relay. Let's hear all about it. Nick, you're very welcome to the show. Nick O'Donoghue from East Cork AC, who were the first club from Munster to win the Wicklowway Relay back in 2023. And Nick, you've just done the treble. Congratulations. I'm sure it was a great day for you on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sean. Look, we're absolutely delighted to win it once, never mind to do the treble. So look, it was another absolutely fantastic outing. And last Saturday, look, and I just want to go on record there straight away. And I think with all these events and everything, just with the organisers and the volunteers, and no matter if it's a cross-country race, road race, IMRA race, it's just some amount of work goes on behind the scenes. So look, a huge thanks to Jason, Rene and Bill, and look, all the volunteers from all the clubs and the Inver community. Thanks very much, guys. Without you, the race doesn't happen.
Yeah, they do an incredible job, don't they, for going back 20 years, nearly, if not more now, Nick. Nick, are you on in your capacity? Were you team captain on the day, Nick? Or are you just the one that was volunteered to come on the show? Well, you were requested by me as well. But were you team captain on the day?
I suppose I was. I suppose the usual team captain was missing, so I suppose I kind of got landed with the job. Look, which is a bit of admin and a bit of panic in the background, but I'm happy to take on the role and just try and rally the troops and make sure recce's are done and everything. And it's absolutely no bother at all. I think we finally have the hang of the relay after a couple of years, so it seems to run fairly seamlessly now for us, thankfully.
Yeah, and Nick, just to share with the listeners, the calibre of athlete that you yourself are, and a specialist even in the Wicklow Way. Now, normally, I think you've been on leg 5 in the past. Leg six.
So this would be my 4th year being involved with East Cork and the Wicklow Way. So the previous 3 years, I've done leg 6 and... Yeah, that's usually my leg, and I suppose I reluctantly came off it this year, but I suppose someone kind of had to fill in on leg 7. So, I'm a fan of leg 6. I think it's a bit harder than people let on. It kind of gets pushed down the pecking order a bit. But yeah, it's a good leg. But look, I was happy to jump in at 7 this year. It was a kind of a toss-up between myself and Kevin O'Brien, so... We were both to do either, and like leg 6 had the extra 2 miles this year, so... A bit of a slog, like leg 7 as well.
Yeah. And you were the first athlete home in leg 6 this year as well. But Nick, just to go back maybe a couple of years, you know, the East Cork AC Athletics Club, it's such a fantastic club down in Cork. And I've been racing against you guys since, 2006, 2007. Always up the top end of road races and especially cross country as well. You always have such great squads. Can you remember, Nick, where the idea was to come across the Wicklow those years ago and try and compete and come back year after year and push for the win? And the quote from football, to knock off their perch, so to speak, the TT Racers and Rathfarnham, who had been dominated for so long. Can you remember those early conversations, or were you even involved in them?
I'll be honest, though, I can't really remember, but I suppose it probably would have come back to, I suppose, the team element aspect of it. Look, as you kind of pointed out there, like East Cork, like it's a very small club. I think we've only about 30-35 members or something, and that's probably at its peak now, the amount of members. But particularly the cross country, the team element, and trying to get teams out in, you know, county senior, county masters, novice, intermediate, all the way up Munsters and onto national level as well. It's just really, really important for the club, particularly with the cross country. So look, maybe it was Tim or something, I suppose, when he was doing a bit of IMRA races and stuff back in the day, said, look, lads, we should have a crack off this Wicklow Way. It's quite challenging. Just to get 8 fellas to kind of commit to it and to kind of recce and have a crack off it. So it just kind of falls into that team aspect, really. And look, to be honest, it's probably the highlight race of the year in terms of, oh my God, we'd be nearly blue in the face talking about it the weeks and the months leading up to it. And we all just absolutely love it. So look, it's a fantastic race. It's a privilege to be a part of it.
Yeah. And of course, then he's got the first win, I think, Was it in 2023, then
Yeah.
2024, and you were going for the hat trick there this year? Nick, the team selection this year, did the team pick itself, or was there a bit of a selection process? Who was on form? You've got some great caliber athletes on the team, the likes of Fiona Santry, who was on leg three, who's a national masters cross country champion. So maybe talk to me about how the team was selected. Did people volunteer? Did you just have to race it off to see who would make the team? How did that go down?
Yeah, I suppose a grueling selection process of look, to be honest, it's kind of just thrown out there who's showing interest in it and who wants to do it. And it's basically picked off that. Like, I suppose the commitment to do it is the big thing. And if I can go, I suppose the first 2 years that we did it, we kind of made a mess of it in terms of, I suppose, not appreciating the work that has to go in before the race, the recce being the big thing. So there's kind of like the main thing of being able to do the race is, are you able to go and do a recce? And if you're not, then look, you kind of have to kind of step away and you can't be on the team. So look, everyone that commits to it has to do a recce, and it's a big commitment because you need to travel up from Cork beforehand, organized to get from the start of a leg, or sorry, from the end of your leg back to the start. You either have to run it back to the car, or whatever you want to do. But it's basically who shows interest and who can do the recce. Yeah, and look, there's some really, really like good runners, and they're like particularly this year. And it was the second year doing it, Tony Forrester. Like he's a fair bit of pedigree there. The last couple of years in IMRA races. Last year Mount Leinster. I think he's Carron Toole. The last 2 years, Galtee Moore. So he's kind of good caliber to have and good pedigree. The rest of us would be kind of solid. Yeah, Fiona's very good. She actually has a race in, I'd say, over 2 years. So that was her first kind of attempt back at a race. And she definitely didn't disappoint. So
No,
look,
she
yeah.
did super. And she came first on leg three in 34 minutes, and she came in ahead of our Olympic athlete Katrina Jennings. So to come in 2.5 minutes ahead of Katrina, Fiona, she's back in form. Was she out injured, Nick?
I suppose she kind of a long-term kind of hamstring injury, and in between having two kids and things, and she's kind of slowly getting back now. So I think she's probably ahead of where she thinks she is. So that was a nice kind of pressure. Well, I won't say a pressure-free race to come back to, but in a nice kind of something just to dip the toe into to see where she's at. So no, she was absolutely delighted. She ran really, really well, to be fair to her. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing about the mountains, isn't it? Like, if you are coming back from an injury or a bit of time off, the mountains can be a lovely place to start where you're not looking at kilometer splits or mile splits. It's you against the mountain, and it's a lovely way of avoiding injuries as well, just because of the different load, the different impact as well. So good for Fiona that she was able to come back with a big performance there for you.
Absolutely.
And I suppose it was after Graham on leg one, Graham Swords, Tony put in a big 5 minutes gap ahead of TT Racers. And then Fiona came in 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes ahead of Katrina. So after leg three, yous were really flying, I think. I think yous were probably in first by a good gap at that stage.
I think we, whatever way it played out, now I know the times with the way the tracker pings, it was actually about, I'd say, come leg four, the end of it. I think we had about 3.5 minutes, and that went back down to 2.5, about 2.5 minutes after leg six. So it was fairly tight. Like the thing with this is like it's literally one wrong turn or an ankle twist or something, and it can quickly change. Like, so I suppose the unknown this year was then leg seven. So like leg seven being the kind of distance that it is, and my God, the heat was incredible at that time of day. Was like, sure, anything can happen in that leg. So like a lead could go out the window there, or else it can be increased. So it was a lot closer than it actually looked like. And when you could say kind of 3 minutes over 7.5 hours of racing on that terrain and those conditions, it's a lot closer than that time gap, kind of lets on,
You had Donal Kiltinen on leg
Giltinan, yeah.
four, Kiltinen, Matt Horgan five, Kevin O'Brien on six before you came in yourself. Talk to me about the caliber of those lads. All look good lads again. They were second, third, and second on their individual legs, keeping very, very close to TT Racers. So a good bunch of guys.
Yeah, look, I suppose the way we kind of classify ourselves, like there's no superstars there, but we're all kind of solid. So, like, you know, like even Dolan on leg four, like, doesn't really have like the leg four is shorter, but that means you kind of have to put in a bigger effort to kind of keep up the pace. So, like, that's a difficult leg in itself. And again, leg five at Matt, like, you have a significant couple of mile climb out of Glendalough. And you need to be good on the downhill all the way back into Glenbalour. So he's kind of suited to that. Kevin, like on leg six, you could throw him into anything. He's big into, I suppose, as he's gone on the age he's at now, he's kind of not doing as much running as he used to, but he's big into adventure racing. He's the beast on this the 24-hour race this Friday. So look, he's an endurance fella. He'll run away all day long for you at a certain pace. So look, everyone's solid. And I think you need a solid team that's recce the leg. Like we've certainly learned from the first year or two, you just have to recce the leg. And like even Graham on leg one, Graham is unbelievably reliable, solid. He'll be there on time. He won't get last, and he'll run between 60 and 62 minutes on leg one. So that's what you need, solid people like.
Before we get to your leg, Nick, leg seven, talk to me about the recce. Did you just come together in packs of twos or threes, or were people coming on their own up the Wicklow to do the recces? I'm sure there's a bit of maybe fun, a bit of camaraderie getting the recces done over the last few weeks.
Yeah, to be honest, you don't really need any excuse. Well, it's a great excuse to get up on the trails up in Wicklow. It was kind of split up, I suppose. People kind of like I fell in with Matt there. I dropped Matt in Glendalough on the Monday before the race and left the car in Glenbalour, and I jumped on the mountain bike from Glenbalour to the end of leg seven. So that was a lovely kind of spin on the mountain bike, just taking in the two legs. And I know the other guys kind of just jumped up during the week, and one or two did it just the day before on the Friday, the evening before. Yeah, so no, look, that's all part of it, and I think, you know, with the new teams, I think, you know, DSD and Bell Park coming into it, which is brilliant to see new teams coming into it. That's kind of something they'll learn, you know, if they hadn't wrecked it properly or anything, just, you know, they'll pick up as they go, and they could be highly competitive next year onwards, you know.
Yeah, well, I think in fairness, that's what happened in Bell Park this year, isn't it? I think they went a couple of kilometers long on, was it leg five or leg six,
I
which
think what I heard from the guys afterwards, they were saying that the leg six diversion, which was a significant diversion, was like 2 miles and an extra 400 feet of climbing. They just went on the old trail when you cross over Military Road, the famous Military Road that caused controversy a few years ago. So like you learn all those things, and look, we made all those mistakes initially. So look, they're going to be super competitive next year. Hopefully, that's what you want. You want
Oh, they'll
competition.
be fighting to get on that podium.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nick, onto your own leg. So, you know, you can tell us a bit more in detail about it. An hour, 23 minutes of battling. Nick, were you in the front? Were you leading for that leg? I presume you were being hunted down. And maybe what did it feel like over the leg? And tell us what it was like.
I suppose it's a strange feeling there when you're like I'm kind of normally over in Glenmalure waiting around to start leg six, but down there at Iron Bridge, it's oh my God, on Saturday it was like you were out farming somewhere. You just wanted to kind of chill out on a chair and you know, drink a beer and stick your feet in the river there. It was so nice, but you're trying to get psyched up, warming up in the shade along the fire road there to get going. I think I was about Kevin handed it over with about 2.5 minutes of a lead. No, I didn't know that at the time. So I suppose like it's such a long leg, it's a bit of an unknown. It's long, but it's actually quite runnable. Definitely up to 8, 8.5 miles. So I suppose the plan was to try and run it relatively okay up to there. And I don't know, on the recce, did I kind of psych myself out with the next couple of miles up through the glen and all the gates and everything, because the pace dropped off significantly there. But no, I was happy with it. Look, normally on leg seven, a really good runner, like the top end runners, are down low 80 or under. So I in my head, I just kind of need to be somewhere, you know, in between, you know, kind of 81 to 80, kind of 4 minutes, I would have been very happy with beforehand. And then given the conditions with the heat, look, I was very happy with it. And like, if a fella comes up on your shoulder, like in the middle of a leg, you're going to absolutely bury yourself to try and stay with him or keep him in sight if he's a better runner than you. So Like I had that there just in case, but I suppose the guys gave me a time gap at 8, and I knew the gap was after increasing a bit, so maybe
Great.
that affected me a bit more. Like it kind of made me ease off a little bit. But look, I was very happy with the time overall, for my first attempt at it. And yeah,
Yeah,
three
and
quarters.
you are stepping into big shoes there on that leg 7 as well. I think is it Tim normally did that leg for you, isn't it? Tim O'Donoghue.
Yeah, look, Anil, I get absolutely kill now for mentioning him, but as you probably made attempts over the years to try and get him to do the interview afterwards.
Yeah,
Yeah, like
exactly. And he's always such a strong runner on that leg 7 as well.
he,
And has often been,
he.
the major difference between the first and second over the last couple of years. So to fill those shoes, Nick, so well, you must have been delighted.
To be honest, like sure, Tim is normally ballpark on a 75 minutes, which is just way ahead of the next person that might be 79, 80 minutes. And I think a few years ago he ran a 72 on it, which is honestly, I can't even comprehend it. So like, yeah, look, again, different caliber of runner, different levels and all that, So it's just you kind of need to know where you're going to fit in with your own kind of level, and that kind of low to mid 80 is kind of where I'd be at. So look, I was very happy with it. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, and as you won the leg outright, yourself, Fiona, and Tony, I think, won your leg. So that's three wins from the team from an individual point of view, and of course, it all adds up to the victory that Tamsin Muldowney took
Yeah.
home for you. Was that a tough choice to put Tasman on that last leg, Nick, or did she select herself again? Because again, you got to have somebody that can handle
Yeah,
the pressure on leg 8, especially
I support.
the caliber
Yeah.
of the racers and McFarland there with all the experience they have. How was Townsend feeling going into it,
Probably very nervous. But like, I suppose she definitely after improving this year. And look, it's great to have someone like Tamsin on the team, because I suppose we're also all now at this stage. Like, it's good to have a bit of youth, showing interest in something like this and coming onto the team. So she actually, I think, nearly ran 2 minutes faster than last year, which was, a huge improvement. And I suppose she got handed over and she had the gap. But I think TT's right. I can't think of her name. Sorry, no, that was on it. But she's a really good runner, so there was a bit of pressure on her. All right, but no, she ran it really well. And like, just to improve from last year by so much was great to see,
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Did everybody get a chance to stay around and be at the finish line when Tamsin crossed the line, or were people maybe on the way back home to Cork for family commitments or what have you? Were you all there?
I suppose the family commitments are kind of up with us, because we're there. So no, everybody was there. But to be honest, it's the best part of the day. Like, and look,
Brilliant.
the gang down in Parkview House down in Shillelagh are, look, they're absolutely brilliant. They put on a great show for us. So a massive thanks to them. But no, everybody was there, which was great. And like, the crack and the banter down there on the benches for the next couple of hours, there was just a massive crowd down there. Like, it was a really good buzz. Everyone seemed to hang around. Obviously, the weather helps, and the pints help, and the good food. So look, it was brilliant to have everyone there, and all the other teams, and just the mingling with the other teams as well. It is the best part of it, to be honest. Like, everyone's so sound. Like, it's just great to chat to everyone and have to crack. Like,
Yeah, fantastic. And just a more general question, Nick, as well. You mentioned that the club is a very small club, maybe just over 30 members or 30
yep.
active athletes in it. But yet you have a habit of winning big titles, national cross-country titles, Wicklow away now, three in a row. Where does that competitive edge come from, Nick? Do you have a head coach down there who installs that into you? Or does it just come from, the likes of yourself and some of the key players in the club?
Look, I suppose over the years, I suppose there's one man like who started, like Liam O'Brien is the main guy. Like, and he's the only guy really. And like, I suppose what he instills, or like, the club is just no nonsense. Like, there's no, and I suppose the likes of Rene now might look at this and go, "Oh my God, what are they up to?" But like, it's just so basic in terms of training. It's just I suppose commitment from really good fellas to get better. A small group of like, we've a couple of guys who are really, really good over the years. The likes of Tim and James McCarthy, Mike Carty, all these guys, and Paul Hartnett now this year, who actually got selected for the Ireland under 23s, for the cross country.
Okay, brilliant.
Frank O'Brien, Liam O'Brien's son. So there's some really, really good athletes there with a no-nonsense approach to training. I suppose it's just the consistency, doing it over and over again, and getting the teams out there and just trying to be as competitive as you can. And that all comes from Liam. Like, he's absolutely unbelievable. Like, you know, he is the club. Like, so look, we're all very grateful for, I suppose, getting us all into running, and I suppose keeping us running as we get older.
Yeah, super. It sounds like Liam sets the standards. Then you have maybe three or four other key players that set the
Yeah.
standards as well. Then everybody else then just rolls in behind it, and that leads to great team and squad success.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, that's basically it. Like, look, I suppose like any club, there's a couple of standout guys, but
Yeah.
because I said it's the solid guys there on the team, on the Wicklow way, really, like that you know that you can slot into a team. And look, you mightn't be very good in terms of being able to get an individual result in a particular race or something occasionally, but not consistently. But you can slot into a team in a cross country race or something, and you can absolutely bury yourself for the team to get a good result, you know. So that's what the club is all about, really.
Brilliant, brilliant. But yeah, you took the win in 7 hours, 33 minutes and 18 seconds. TT Racers in second, 7 hours, 36 minutes, 52 seconds. And then my own club, Rathfarnham, in third place, which was great to see the guys there for nearly 20 odd years on the podium for the Rathfarnham boys. Nick, I presume you will be looking to come back strong next year as well and go for the four in a row. And I was actually just asking Rennie earlier on, who had the most wins? And I think it's tied, is it, between Rathfarnham and TT Races? We need to just double check that now in the old history books, but I think they might be tied. But certainly, you boys are coming up strong.
Yeah, look, I don't know, to be honest, who's ahead with the wins, but like I suppose, look, it doesn't really matter once there's competition there every year. And like, hopefully, I know there's talks about trying to increase the amount of teams and everything, which is great, but there is logistical problems with that and everything. But like DSD there now, Bell Park, I know Rathfarnham, I was reading Dave Power's report this morning, and he's just calling out the guys are getting older and stuff. So look, hopefully they start getting a couple of younger gang in there. And look, TT are always going to be competitive with being able to pick the athletes that they can pick, you know. So yeah, look, we'll definitely be back. Which is looking forward to it already, to be honest. So look, yeah, we absolutely love it. So we'll definitely be back.
Brilliant, Nick. But listen, fair play to you, Nick. And it's again a super performance from yourself. And I'm just double checking my stats here. Yeah. And that's your fourth win, Nick, I think, isn't it? On individual legs for the team, for the East Cork team. Four from four.
I put that down to more so like it's like if you know like it, if you put really good runners from other clubs and then I certainly won't be up the top. So look, not like it's all about who you know, just trying to do your best really, to be honest, and seeing where that gets you.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Well, listen, Nick, tell me about the rest of the guys and yourself over the course of the summer. And Nick, you all be breaking off now from team duties over the last week or two for the Wicklow Way relay. Nick, will you be racing anything yourself at an individual level over the coming weeks and months?
Yeah, look, I suppose to try and jump into maybe a bit of track now, maybe Masters track coming up and things, and a couple of road races, and sure won't be long coming back around again until the old cross country season kicks off late August. I've the old appetite is wet now for IMRA racing, so I might have a look at the calendar there now and try and jump into a bit of that, because it's just brilliant to not to jump into an IMRA race like the Wicklow Way and not be bothered about times and talking about shoes and all this kind of
Yeah,
stuff.
of
So.
course, yeah.
You know, it's just absolutely, it's like cross country. It's just, you know, it's really good to be involved in it. So,
Yeah.
yeah, look, plenty of races coming up. So, look, hopefully, stay fit and healthy and drive on with it.
Brilliant, brilliant. Listen, Nick, congrats to yourself and all the team, and we wish Fiona continued success on her comeback as well. Great to see the caliber of a national masters champion on the team there as well at the weekend. So listen, Nick, thanks a million for coming on. We might try and get Tim on another time if he ever gets himself back racing on the mountains. We wish him
Best luck
well
with
as
that.
well. And Nick, thanks a million and congratulations to yourself and all the guys again. A great three in a row for the East Cork gang. Well done.
Perfect. And thanks very much for all the work you do on with the podcast. It's absolutely fantastic.
A pleasure, mate. Talk soon, Nick.
Sure. All the best. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, there we have it, guys. That's a wrap for it this week. Thanks a million to Rennie for his contribution, as always, and to Nick for coming on. Enjoy the glory, guys, down in Cork. Well, well deserved. That's a wrap for it this week, everyone. Hope the recovery is going well post the Bear away and post the Wicklow away relay. What a super weekend of Imra racing. Do pop over to Patreon if you get a chance, guys. And until the next time, everyone, get your running gear on. Let's go.